I'm Bill Schaefer with Mark Middleton, and you're listening to Growing Bolder, where we bring you the stories of ordinary people whose passions lead them to extraordinary lives. Of course, sometimes it's the need for cash that provides all the motivation anybody ever needs.
Amen, Brother Bill. You know, necessity can indeed be the mother of reinvention. Carol and David Porter retired at the age of 50. They were set for life, at least they thought they were, and then the recession hit. Their nest egg disappeared. They were devastated till they sat down and figured out a new plan. Today, they're successful entrepreneurs with a new and booming business that's called TheRoamingBoomers.com. Let's welcome Carol and David Porter and find out how they did it. Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
Man, we're doing very well, and it seems like you are as well. Your story really resonates with a lot of folks these days because so many people have found themselves in the same position. This economy has devastated one family after another. You look for something new to do. What did you guys go through, and what led you to decide to do the roamingboomers.com?
Well, fortunately, all of our assets weren't devastated. We lost 45% or so of our nest egg. And so that created a situation where we didn't have enough money to call ourselves, quote, retired for the rest of our lives. And so, you know, honestly, it was a very difficult period of time because, we'd worked all these years and done all supposedly the right things, saving our money and being responsible and all of that, and hit this wild, hairy, audacious goal of retiring at 50, and then 2008 comes across and just destroys the plan, and it was really frustrating. So, Frank, it took a few months for us just to sit there, and, you know, I sucked my thumb for quite a few months, licking my wounds, trying to figure out. So we just sat down and said, all right, well, we have to do something. I didn't want to get back into what we were doing for all those years, so we just did an inventory of the things that we just are wildly, passionately crazy about doing and where our skills wound up. And it wound up being, let's try online social media travel kinds of things. That the industry's changing significantly. Magazines and newspapers and things that are delivered in hard print are having a hard time, and there's opportunity here. So let's see if we can't go blaze new frontiers in this social media world, and here we are trying to make a go of this.
You know, because we needed to reinvent ourselves, and if we were going to reinvent ourselves, let's do it with something that we're really excited, going to have a lot of fun and passion about, and so here we are, the Roaming Boomers, and having a blast.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Roaming Boomers. What do you do, and how does it work?
Well, our objective is to, you know, there are all these publications out there for a luxury traveler to find out if you're going to go to Hawaii, for example. You can pick up publications, and they'll say, well, here's all the five-star, five-diamond hotels. And these things are readily available for us, but there's a lot of them on the list. And people, I've learned, don't really like doing all the homework to figure out, well, which of these 10 places do we want to go to? And then where do we want to eat and what do we want to do? So we take those same lists that a luxury baby boomer traveler would do. We do all the homework. We make decisions. And then we actually go there ahead of them, if you will. And we sleep in the beds and we eat in the restaurants. We swim in the pools. We get the massages. And then we report back in our roamingboomers.com website the experience that we had at the places we go. And we intend to do this for years and years so that when a luxury baby boomer traveler wants to go to wherever, they'll be able to come to our website. They'll see that we've done all that homework for them and have given them photography and videos and described the experience that we have so that they can come and follow along behind our footsteps, if you will.
Well, David, I'm sorry, David, that you have to put yourselves through that. I'm sure you
somebody's got to do it.
I'm sure you missed the mortgage business.
Yeah. No, actually, I don't. Yeah. Although it's been hazardous to the waistline, so we're coming down to Canyon Ranch here shortly, and we're going to do a little healthy traveling series.
Yeah, one of the nice things about our website, too, is, we'll do articles like how to travel to five diamond resorts on a three diamond budget. So, I mean, you know, it's just all about being taken care of and the service that baby boomers like and getting into adventures. We're getting ready to go to Hawaii. We're going to do some zip lining. We're going to do some kayaking out on the ocean. So do a lot of product reviews and just travel news that everybody needs to know about. And we are the baby boomers. We are just like them, and so they can believe what we're talking about. They don't have to look at the websites on somebody trying to sell them on why they should come to this place. We're going to give them an actual truth of the matter experience on what we have seen when we go visit.
Yeah, get a massage for me when you're in Hawaii.
I will do that. I'd appreciate that.
Hey,
I will do that.
You know, boomers may have invented the internet, but many boomers don't know how to use it, and social media is a big part of your strategy. Are you finding that difficult, or is it exciting for you?
You know, it's actually easier than I thought, and particularly with Facebook. Baby boomers, because of their children and their grandchildren, have gravitated to Facebook in a big way. And last year, the number of baby boomers in Facebook more than doubled. There's 500 million plus people in Facebook right now. So that's a wonderful place where those folks are already there. And we already know that the baby boomer traveler, if they're going to go somewhere, they go hop on Google. So they're very accustomed to doing that. So, you know, our job is to provide value to them and be visible and available to them to help make their trip a better experience and take some of that planning burden off them, if you will.
You know, it seems that there are so many people that are in the same situation you guys found yourselves in, and maybe the takeaway is that you combined your passion and with a business, and you found a way to sort of be retired while you work.
Right.
Exactly. You know, that's what we wanted to do. When we did retire, we actually thought, you know, okay, now we get to travel. We got the time, we've got, you know, we saved, we got the income, let's travel. Then when the stock market crashed back in 2008, the passion of traveling didn't go away. We just had to figure out, how are we still going to do this traveling that we had planned so many years to do and, you know, bring in the income and reinvent ourselves? So, yeah, we're survivors. We had to figure it all out, and, you know, we did, and we're starting all over with a new business and building it and having a great time.
Well, we certainly wish you the best, and we hope people will come to you for travel advice. But give us a piece of advice as a takeaway here that beyond the travel. What would you hope others who are in a similar situation as you were a few years ago, what would you hope they learn from your experience?
The takeaway for me is for baby boomers is that retirement isn't necessarily what we think it was, or it doesn't look like what maybe our parents' retirement looked like, because they were retiring much later in life and didn't have the energy and the vigor that I think baby boomers have. So I think the lesson is, what can you do in retirement that would keep you moving and alive and energized and still impassioned, and perhaps have a business like what we're doing on your own that still consumes your energy and keeps you alive and awake, rather than just going and sitting in a fishing boat for the next 50 years.
They are Carol and David Porter, but all you really need to remember is the roamingboomers.com. Do what they did. Grab life by the horns and live it.